WUVT-FM, Blacksburg.
Suffer from the heartbreak of brain rot, feeling bored, sluggish, listless, not had a new idea in days, using electronic gizmos without a clue why they work? Now there's help. Ham Radio, guaranteed to stimulate your corroding neurons and open a whole new world of excitement. To learn more about Ham Radio, go to helloradio.org.
Side effects of Ham Radio usage include mental stimulation, desire for education, new career paths, understanding of technology, and cases of addiction have been reported. If you experience any of these symptoms, you're welcome.
Ham Radio, it's not your granddaddy's radio anymore.
When I'm driving down the interstate in my automobile, I'm always praying, let there be something good on. I'm tired of Creed and all this other crap. Well, I think I finally found the answer to my radio prayers. That's right, WUBT 90.7 FM Blacksburg.
Thank you. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where you're at.
Diddly shit.
Yeah, it is quality.
Diddly shit.
Yeah,
diddly shit.
Nobody cares.
Getting stronger
all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Because we got them? I don't understand it.
This is all for nothing new.
I don't understand it.
This is all for nothing new.
I don't understand it.
I think that people read more into the music than is really there.
Well, if somebody find out the goddamn answer
in the fifth, they think that it is. Vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let's Do It by Coldwater, all of you by Coldwater, those who considered euphemism for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty act.
Diddly shit.
The Kingston Trio thing is when they use the word damn, was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
Upside back.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God
damn it. Never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the journeyman of a song. I don't think that the satanic message is there.
Snuggles.
I'll be running in a red and a white space gold cap. Maybe goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I gotta get the fuck with so much shit.
Silver shithead again.
Who knows? You might be the straightest kid in town.
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40. Right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, man. Oh, fuck you too, Richard.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
Thank you. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Barbie, want to go for a ride?
Yeah, what's up? Like, what's that?
That's the new WooV.
Oh, it's you.
Satan's Jimmy.
What does it do?
All sorts of things. It's a new magazine from WUVT featuring music and movies, show reviews, creative writing, editorials, and many more sorts of ways to please you.
Oh, Ken. When'd you get it?
Well, we've been writing while you sleep.
That's like a long time.
So many times.
So you should look at wuvt.vt.edu, click on WooV, and read the article.
You bet your bosom.
Okay.
So the WooV, yeah, it's up. You should look at it. Check it out. It's on our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu. Click on WooV. You can't miss it. Maybe listen to music while you read it. Interesting.
Yeah.
This is Carla Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and you're listening to some college radio station, which means you're a sucker, a loser, or a wimp.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to readyvirginia.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready Virginia, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. is 1960. It's the height of the Cold War.
It's the height of the Cold War.
Gunsmoke is number one on TV.
Back in California, the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation had set up a secret factory.
New Rambler wagons are selling for $1,850, including tax and license.
It was known as the Skunk Works.
Eisenhower and Nixon are still a twosome.
There, in less than a year, it had designed and built a revolutionary new reconnaissance aircraft.
Lockheed Aircraft builds a special spy plane, the U-2.
Even the Russians are marching to a pleasant beat.
The U-2 took off on its first test flight.
The plot? The CIA is overflying the Iron Curtain with secret aerial reconnaissance, dubbed the Black Lady of Espionage. It can reach altitudes never before touched. At these dizzying heights, it's thought to be invisible to Soviet radar, the ultimate spy in the sky.
Within a year, the photographs taken from U-2 flights high above the Soviet Union would reveal that the bomber gap was a myth.
The CIA recruits military pilots to fly these top secret missions. They're supplied with a poison needle and a destruct switch, and told not to worry about being shot down because the Russians possess neither aircraft nor rocketry capable of reaching the U-2's altitude.
More than 30 flights had been made over Soviet territory to hunt for ICBM launch sites.
For almost 4 years, the U-2 had flown safely over sensitive Soviet targets.
But I do say this, our defense is not only strong, it is awesome. And it is respected elsewhere.
Eisenhower could not reveal to his critics the real reason for his confidence, the U-2 evidence. But the U-2 was about to become very public knowledge indeed.
Then on May Day 1960, the skies darkened.
It was only days before a vital summit conference was due to take place in Paris. But the CIA believed that it had hard information about an ICBM launch site in northern Russia. Reluctantly, Eisenhower authorized the flight.
Ike gambled and lost on one last flight.
On May Day 1960.
On May 1st, 1960.
Francis Gary Powers takes off from a Pakistani base.
CIA pilot Gary Powers took off in an unmarked U-2 from a secret base in Pakistan.
To fly over the heart of the Soviet Union. Halfway across Russia, the impossible happens. A supposedly invisible plane is shot out of the sky by a Soviet missile. An American spy plane is shot down over the Soviet Union. And the two world powers shake the earth with threats of war.
When Khrushchev announced that a U.S. spy plane had been shot down by Soviet missiles,
initially, the State Department tries to cover up.
The administration claimed that the U-2 was a weather plane which had gone off course.
Claiming the U-2 was a weather plane off course.
It is entirely possible.
Eisenhower goes along with the cover-up story because the State Department guarantees the spy plane is rigged to self-destruct and no one can bail out alive.
Only then did the Russians reveal that the pilot had been captured alive.
But when the Russians reveal that Powers is alive and their prisoner.
On display in Moscow, the wreckage of pilot Francis Powers' U-2 reconnaissance plane. For Muscovites and foreign newsmen to see.
They have caught the President of the United States in a bald-faced lie. Even the CIA leaves Powers out in the cold.
I saw how devastated Ike was by the U-2 affair. When it was over, it didn't affect the country's view of him. We still liked Ike. But the U-2 mess created a lot of problems. It was a bitter setback.
More music, WUVT.
Bop, 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 bop